At the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day, I'm visiting with David Parker. David, you're one of the educational seminar presenters here at this first ever event for the company. First of all, before we get into your topics, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
You bet. I'm with an organization called Adiana Agribusiness Group. I helped start the company 33 years ago, and we do three things primarily. We develop training programs for agribusiness-oriented firms. We conduct market research as a part of then our strategic planning and strategy development offer. So those are really the main things that we do, mostly for the agribusiness sector. We also are involved in some other sectors as well, but ag is our main focus.
Great. Well, I understand that you're doing a couple of seminars here. Tell us just a little bit about the kind of information you wanted to convey to these folks here today.
You bet. Well, we've titled them two different things. One, selling value in a commodity-oriented world, and or managing in a commodity-oriented world. And the point being that as consumers today, no matter what the product, I've got lots of choices. And so consequently, you know, how does one retailer show up differently and really, frankly, create a differential advantage for themselves in a very, very crowded market? So that's really the main overarching theme that we're discussing in both workshops.
How about taking into consideration the circumstances, especially here in this market in California, which maybe is not exactly the same as all over the U.S.?
Well, I think the big thing about California that they have, in addition to incredibly high input cost, which has been dramatic, quite frankly, through all sectors of the ag industry, but in addition to that, California, you also have the phenomenon of lots of non-ag-oriented folks looking at any of us and all of us that are involved in the industry. And there's, quite honestly, a major lack of understanding. So I think one of the great things about this event that OH Cruise is sponsoring today is it is educational, and it becomes the responsibility of every feed dealer and every one of their customers, as well as the company, to educate as much as they can, because it's very easy to get a bad perception of what the industry does and what the industry is about if someone else is not telling the story.
Well, today we've got tools, all of us, to help tell our own stories, of course, and by that we can refer to social media, for example. You know, I heard in going through some of the tours today, this company's taking a great deal of care to provide a safe, quality product, and they need to convey that message as part of adding that value, right?
Yeah, there's no question it has to be conveyed. And I would tell you, I think you ask about maybe the difference in the West Coast focus versus maybe other parts of the country and certainly other parts of the world. I think the issue of safety, animal welfare, animal care is even at a higher plane here, no question about it. So, you know, I think it's important, but also from a marketing perspective, critical that Western Milling and OH Cruise does everything it can do to prove that quality and that safety issue. You know, one of the words that gets used a lot in the industry is sustainability. And, you know, I think part of that is indeed the overarching safety. That's really what we're talking about. You know, so creating, you know, a sustainable, ongoing environment for animals is absolutely critical. And you're right. And for some people, it maybe is as critical as safety for humans.
Now, when you talk about key success drivers for the 21st century, what are some of those?
You bet. We've done a lot of research and working with various retailers, and then I personally on an annual basis and with, in some capacity, about 400 retailers and 7,000 or so ag sellers. So in that research, plus my own work, we found that there are several key things that the most successful retailers do. One is obviously they focus on operational efficiency. They are become almost dispassionate about their assets. They really are able to look at the economic of is that asset based on where the market's headed, is that really, you know, going to make me successful? Another thing that the most successful firms, and when I say most successful, we always gauge that in terms of profitability based on size of business, is looking at and actually doing, believe it or not, an annualized strategic plan. We have found that the businesses that do on an annual basis go back and ask themselves some hard questions about the market and where they're going have by far higher level of profitability than those in the same sector and of the same size that don't. And then the other two things is there is a real focus of the most successful retail businesses on people. It is without doubt the most critical asset, and those retailers that get it and understand it typically win, especially if they're high-value, high-service kind of retail, which is the kind of retailer that sells OH Crews products. So that's a big deal. And then finally, they truly do have a real sales focus. I mean, they absolutely make that a principal issue. They're doing everything they can do to sell and merchandise their products in a very aggressive way in a very crowded market. So those four things are the key things that most successful retailers really get engaged in.
Well, I think from the sound of it and listening to you that these folks are getting some great informational seminars today. Thank you very much, David Parker, one of the presenters here at this OH Crews first ever Dealer Appreciation Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.